Deze bestond er eigenlijk alweer. En dan snap ik als ik vanmorgen zelf ik dan bewonen dat ik t-shirt beleid talk voor. This is as clearly black and white that the Suffolk was when a person is shrisik on a mesa hegdish. Is that called a shtikah kreida or not? If it is only torn b'alma. As I stated in Texas. So that was Suffolk number one in the Gemara Pishitas Texas. Alvatish of Suffolk, Kesa Shneimers and Metalis. Later in Tim Zolema, that when you take it, it's a shtika kredo. What happens if the guy went ahead, instead of grabbing it, he went ahead and did a shtika? What's the din? What happens if the guy went ahead and did a shtika? What's the din? Shtika's kredo, shtika's nakado, a very, very, very balbata shashayla. The one brings a raya from a different suffix. Toshma, Tahum Susa, there was a mercha at the Beth House that we meant to lay by trade, two people had a about it. How many did you? How many did you? Come, chad minayu agresha. Parashu minayu chananya avrishia. Rukulu abanam. So they were machmer. Amole avrishia the rabba. Ki altas kameder avchista. The kafri. Boy minay ki also the sura. When he got to sura, he was on the way before he got to the heliger avchista. Amalei Rebam Luna Masnizani, I arrived from a different din. Suffolk Bukharis, Echad Bukhar, Adab Echad Vavahema, Peidar Vetmehem. If you have a Suffolk Bukhar, we don't know if the kid's a Bukhar or not, and you have Matna school or not. So the din is a Mitzvah Mechavel of Araya. Hey, Bitani Allah, Asur Mechizah of Aida. You have Isurim of Hektish. The Ha'achad Amitak for Koin, Emitzi Miyaz Miyadai. Rav Amun took on that the din is that when the coin would have chopped from the din of Oetzim Rehov Araya, he let it grab, we don't take it away from him. And yet we find, what's the right, by the way, Diktoni Oetzim Rehov Araya, Oetzim Rehov Araya is, and we leave it wherever it is, one day by him, like Rashi says. V'chilei tokfa, asur v'gizu avoida. And yet we find this also v'gizu avoida, we'll stop here. The Gemara brought down Suffolk number one, which tells you 6 men was involved after the Suffolk. And they brought a toshma from the story of Mesusa. Suffolk number two. Mesusa was two people arguing about a merchatz. One guy said didi, one guy said didi. One guy went ahead and made it hegdish. Avreishi and Ochanina were poirish mine. They were machmer. They said, Misuffolk, we have to be na'yig yisurim with it. It might be hegdish. They sent the shayla to the heliger Rav Chisda. And before it got to Rav Chisda, Rav Amnun already stepped in and said a hachra from the case of Tzakfor Kain. So the question is like this. What was the suffix by Mesusa? Suffix number two. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't say, what was the shayla they sent to Rav Chisda? What was the shayla, this mysterious shayla that they sent to Rav Chisda? What was the shayla? So, the Gemara doesn't say. So, the person might have a Yetzer Hara to learn. That's the same suffix as suffix number one. The Gemara says, Toshma, what was the suffix? He made it hegdish, the other guy was quiet. And the question is whether the quietness of the other guy, whether or not, that's called Shikur Kredo or not. A person might have a Yetzirah to learn that since the Gemara says Toshma, Suffolk number two by Mesusa. I mean, they sent a Suffolk to Rav Chisda to ask him whether or not this thing is Hektish or not. At least me Suffolk, we'll see soon. What was the Suffolk? You could learn. By the way, that would be the obvious shot to learn that the Suffolk was the same Suffolk as Suffolk number one. The Gemara says Toshma. And in Suffolk number one, what was the Shiloh? A guy made a Maisa Hegdish and the other guy was Shalsak. And the question is whether Shtika on a Maisa Hegdish, which is only Dvar Balma, is it called a Shtika Gredo or not? But that can't be. It can't be that was the Suffolk Rama Susa. How do you know that can't be that was the Suffolk Rama Susa? Very simple. The Gemara brings a Raya from Suffolk number three, from the case of the Kohuna. And from the fact that the Gemara brings a Raya from case number three to the case of Mesusa, it's clear that the Suffolk can't be Shtika Gredo or Dika Suffolk. And the period of drama is like this. I'm going to explain it live. What happened by Matnas Kohen? We're going to jump now to Suffolk 3 because the Gemara brings Suffolk 3 as a riot to Suffolk 2. So we don't know what Suffolk 2 is. Big mystery. Tesis explains it. We'll see. Tesis explains Suffolk number 2, but the Gemara doesn't explain it. What is Suffolk number 2? It can't be that the Suffolk is Shtika Gredo, because let's look at Suffolk number 3, Rav Hamnuna Bor Hachra. Let's examine what Rav Hamnuna's Hachra was. A guy has a Suffolk Bukhar, okay? I mean, he's had a baby that was born, a baby animal. We don't know whether it's Bukhar or not because of history. It's a real Suffolk, by the way. We don't know what happened. Rashi speaks out that we don't know over here, for example, Kigoyin Shapila, Imo, Lafono, Suffolk, Tafa, Paita, Suffolk, Rochapula. We don't know whether it was a baby or not a baby, a real Suffolk, okay? So, the Yisrael who has this cow and he has an animal that was born is a Suffolk Bukhar. What's the din? Amitim Yechavei Ovarai. That's din number one. That's Pashat. The din is that this Suffolk Bukhar is also the Gizav Avodah. It has the Isurim of Bukhar. You're not allowed to do Avodah with it. You're not allowed to be Nana from the Gizav Avodah. It's also the Gizav Avodah. It's Suffolk Shema Kachemim, Rashi says. So far, so good. So the Gemara understood that the reason why it's also the Gizav Avodah, I'm going to explain it at length soon. The reason why the Gemara understood that it's also the Gizav Avodah is because Tak for Kain Ein Motzi Miyadei. It means it's a three-part shtickle in Bukhar. A is the din is Avodah Zarah. B is it's also Begizah Avodah. Says the Gemara, at least at this stage, why is it also Begizah Avodah? How do we pass it Avodah Zarah Avodah? The answer is because the Kohen could get his hands on it. How could the Kohen get his hands on it? How could the Kohen get his hands on it? How could the Kohen get himself hands on it? How could he get himself hands on it? How could he get himself hands on it? The answer is because if he would grab it, then he'll be able to keep it, because the din of Avodah Zarah changes. By the way, in parentheses, that is the sugya of Tak for Kohen. The sugya of Tak for Kohen, which we're not going to talk about this week at all, is are you allowed to grab from a Avodah Zarah or not? Are you allowed to grab or not? That's the sugya of Tak for Kohen. When we pass Avodah Zarah and the Suffolk Bukhar goes to Yisrael, is the Kohen allowed to grab it or not? Are you allowed to grab when the Psak is Avodah Zarah? That's the Shas sugya. That's not our topic now. Rav Hamnuna took on that you could grab. Rav Hamnuna took on Tak for Kohen and Mitzim Yadai. Ravuna took on that since you could grab, so the Kohen has epis a finger in this Bukhar when it's by the Yisrael, therefore it's also Begizav Avodah. That's what the Gemara brought from the story of Tak for Kohen. The Gemara brought down from the story of Tak for Kohen is that when there's a Suffolk Bukhar sitting by Yisrael, with the Psakas and Vaitim Echavei Avaraya, yet the din is that even though it's by the Yisrael, it's still also Begizav Avodah Misafik, it's still also in all the Yisrael of Kedusha of a Bukhar. And the reason is, said Rav Hamnuna, because I'm allowed to grab it. Yibalt, I could grab it from the Kohen and change the Psak of Mitzvah Varaya. Therefore, I have Epis a finger, and I'm going to explain everything soon at length. And therefore, the din is it's also Begizav Avodah. But one thing is clear to me, and that's crystal clear, that the Suffolk, so there was a Suffolk by our Gemara, Shnaimetz Metal, Sikdisha Bloy Tafa. There was a Suffolk in the case of the Mesusa, and there was a Suffolk in the case of what? Why is it hektish in the story of Tak for Kohen? And one thing is clear. In the story of Tak for Kohen, in the story of the Bukhar, that's for sure the hektish over there is not being chal because of Ahidah. I repeat. That's a no-brainer that the story of Tak for Kohen, the Isser Giza Vavoida that there is, the Isser Giza Vavoida that there is not being chal because of the shtika of the Yisrael. How do I know that, by the way? How do I know that the Shiloh, the topic, The whole agenda of also Begizav Avodah, it's not because of a shtika. There's no shtika over there, Bechal. How do I know that, by the way? So there are two reasons why the shtika can't play a role in the Hekdesh. One is, how could the guy be Moida? He doesn't know. Nobody knows whether it's a Bechal or not. So there's no shtika koida by Bechal. That's Aleph. By Bechal, there's no shtika koida. That's the Erev Zach. There's no shtika koida by Bechal. The guy doesn't know. How could the guy have shtika koida? He doesn't know what's going on, Bechal. Nobody knows whether it's Bukhar or not. What do you mean? You're Moedah to what? So first of all, you can't have Shtika Koedah by Bukhar because you can't be Moedah because nobody knows whether it's a Bukhar or not. There's a biological Suffolk over there. But my main right that it can't be Shtika Koedah over there is, I don't understand. How did it become also Begizav Avodah over there? One second. Where's the Raya from over there? Where did Rav Hamnuna bring a Raya to Mesusa from Bukhar? Because the Bukhar is also Begizav Avodah. The Hekdesh is Chal. Say it bluntly, right? What was the Raya? Since we see by Tak for Kohen that the Hekdesh is Chal, even though it's by the other guy, so too by Mesusa the Hekdesh is Chal. I understand. If the Hekdesh is Chal, Machma Shtika, when was the Shtika? How's the Hekdesh Chal? You made it Hekdesh? How's Bukhar Chal Hekdesh? You make it Hekdesh, you say, I raise a Kodesh, Chas Hashal. When does the Bukhar become Kodesh, by the way? The second it was born. So what does the Gemara mean? There was a Shtika when it was born? Have a question. If this animal was born, and then the Kohen, by the way, I don't know which Kohen, by the way, is going to, the Yisrael, the owner, will be Moicha and say, no, it's not Kodesh. Don't make a difference. So what Shtika? Who's Shtika? First of all, there's no way to do Shtika because there's no Hedor going on there. Nobody knows. The second, I don't understand. When did they do the Shtika? Hegdish didn't become also a Giza Vavoida because of an act of Hegdish that somebody made and you acquired the animal was born. The second, so what does it mean? Because the second day the Yisrael was standing there when the animal was born and he yelled out and he said, I am Moicha. So the only time Abu Chasafik was also a Giza Vavoida is when the guy, he was there and he was Shaisik. That's a joke, right? That's absurd. That's not true. The Gemara says, Safik Bukhar is also Begid Avoid. In all cases, he was there, he wasn't there. You think it makes a difference? Yisrael was yelling and screaming. By the way, he has nothing to yell and scream at because there's nobody made a Maisa Hegdish. The poor animal was born. So what's he giving you, a Nebishta? Right? He's saying, oh no, you're not making Giza Avoid over here. It's my animal, too bad. It's a joke, right? So there's no act of shtika going on because there was no Maisa Hegdish that there was ought to be Shaisik to. So I'm saying there are two rayas that the Hegdish that's going on by. The Hegdish that's going on by Gizem Avoyda, Moir Avoysai, is not a Hegdish that I have what to respond to. I'm saying two different reasons, by the way. One reason is because there's nothing to be Moida to. There's nothing to be Moida to because there's nobody who could be Moida. Nobody knows what's going on there. And the Tzaytarai is, the Hegdish over here didn't come because a guy made it Hegdish and I was quiet. The second the animal was born, it's called the Safa Kedusha. So I was quiet on that. That my shtika made that right there. And if I yelled, and if the Yisrael would yell and say, no, 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 so then I wouldn't be Chal, of course not. Price says that you always ask for Fashtevin doch. So then the question is, so the Suffolk, right, watch what I'm building now. I'm building. The building that I'm building is gonna stand for a whole week in Rosh Hashanah. Every day we're gonna keep going back to all the Shitosis. So the Suffolk by Tuck for Coin, the Raya that it's Chal has nothing to do with Shtika Koido, because Moiv Rabbi says Shtika Koido is not playing any role Bachal. Shtika Koido is not playing any role Bachal. Shtika Koido is not playing any role Bachal. It's not playing any role. Shtika is not playing a role. There was no Shtika, there was no Haido, there was no Tzavach. There's nothing going on over there when the animal became also the Gizah of Haido. So obviously, if Rav Hamnuna made a hechacha from the story of Bukhar to the story of Mesusa, obviously the suffix that they sent to Rav Chista wasn't the suffix of Shtika Koido. It was the suffix of Shtika Koido. There's no Shtika Koido going on by the Yisrael Gizah Vayda. That's not negotiable. That's aleph beis. And therefore, the Valdit Mokhruch that the suffix of Rav Chista, they sent to Rav Chista, of Rabbi Rav Oishia, that the suffix that they had by Mesusa is not a suffix in Shtika Koido, because they brought a riot from the story of Tak for Kaim. There's no Shtika Koido going on in the Isser on the Kedusha. So it has to be that the suffix of Mesusa was a different suffix, and that the Gemara brought a riot from Tak for Kaim, which I'm going to explain at length now. What was the suffix by Mesusa? It wasn't because of Shtika Koido, because then there's no riot from the story of Isser Gizavayda. Say very tiferay now, this is the heart of the sugya, at least the fishita stasis. Go slowly. The answer is like this. Tosis says on the bottom over here, in the bottom Tosis, which is not so important now, the bottom Tosis is a whole project. We'll see it later in the week. Bottom Tosis is a whole project, one of the famous Tosis in Shas. Tosis speaks out, what was the din by Mesusa, by the way, Agrav? Mesusa wasn't Schneimotzim, they're not holding on to the bathhouse. So what is the din by Mesusa? What's the din? Kol Dalam Gvar. The din is called Olam Gvar. There's no Yachlik over there, it's not Shai Merchus, and we treat it like we don't have that face, but nobody's holding on to it, we pass it called Olam Gvar. Okay, so let's go slowly now. So what was the Suffolk by Mesusa? You have an object, there's a Merchus over here, they went to Bezin, Bezin passed them called Olam Gvar. Let's go slowly. So one of them came along and jumped in and said, Harezu Hektish. Now I want to understand, and go step by step and say Tifa Raid. What does it mean, Harezu Hektish? What do you mean? He meant to say that it's going to be Vitaris Vadai. The Tzad of the Gemara, so what happened? Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hananya, and Rav Oishi are Parshimine. They said they were worried. They were worried, it's Hekdish Vadai, Hekdish Sofik. What's the Tzad that the Hekdish is Hal? We have an interesting scenario. You have a Merchatz, there's Zinab called Dalam Gvar, because people argue about it. One guy said, I raise a Hekdish. The Tzad that it's Hal Hekdish is Vitaris Vadai, Vitaris Sofik. Vadai Elmun. It can't be Vadai, by the way. It can't be Vadeh because it's not a Vadeh. There's Machlekes going on. Zeremedidi. So Vadeh it can't be. We don't know whose it is. The answer is Misafik. So here comes the Tifkat of the Sugya. I'm saying now is the heart of this whole week now. So I don't understand. So what's a Safik? Of course it's Chal Misafik. That's Mimanashach. If you're talking about being Magdish, the Merchatz, the Susa, Mivadeh, it can't be a Vadeh because there's a fight going on and nobody is a Vadeh. Hello, my. The handle of right over here is what? That they should be called the Hekdish Misofik. Of course. They have to go with Matriach Rav Chista, and Rav Amnuna stepped in the middle and dropped it on the way in Surah. They stopped over. I mean, Geret and Lenin, with the Heliger Rav Amnuna, they didn't even get to Rav Chista because we don't know what Rav Chista said at this point, okay? Rav Amnuna interrupted with Tak for Kain. And that took us all the way into Tak for Kain. I understand. What's the Shaila? Sofik, of course. This is my big Shaila. Waar zou die begaan? Maar dat is speciaal terug gisteren. Waar dit anyway na? Suffolk. Allemaal met Suffolk. Suffolk is wel gewoon. You have a fight between two people, by the way. We're not precious that belong to somebody else. If I was around when the story happened, back then in Surah and back then, of course I wouldn't step into this man for the life of me. So Suffolk is wel gewoon. Like I was marked this shit. We don't know whose it is. Of course it's Hector's. What's the shell we call? That's the big shell over here. What is this Gomorrah about? What was the Suffolk by Masusa? Of course it's Hector's, it's awesome. That's the big shell. It's not state to the heart of the sugya. What I'm saying now is the mahalach that most of the Rishayim will learn the sugya, as we're going to see as it unfolds. But I'm saying it, it's at Pashup Shah and the Gemara. Shah's like this. Avada and Avada, there's a suffix that is yours. But right now, there's a psak on the object of Kol Dol and Gvar, and what's the nusuf that I'm taking, saying? There's a psak of Kol Dol that it took it out of your reach. So it's not under your jurisdiction. Now, is the problem why you can't be makdish is because it's ena shaloi, it's mamash not yours b'chal, it means it's pucker, you're vitalist, or it's a lower level, it's called ena rishusa, it's not under your jurisdiction. But either way, the tzad of the Gemara, why it's not chal, hekdish, halayah, we're talking about a misusa, that's suffic mine. So I made a suffic hekdish. Why do you have to send a shal to a chista? It's a no-brainer, it's about it's not anyway. A suffic of a sure is. So and the answer is no. It's worse than a regular suffic. Because this money, machmas ha-suffic, it was ugepaskind. We paskin that the din is kol dol and gvar, which means that it's out of your reach to somebody else who can grab it and take it away from you. Our boss, I can also grab it. That was the shadow of the Gemara. The suffix was a zach, where I could grab it, but I don't have it right now. Is a zach enough under my shlita to make it hegdish? The suffix of Mesusa was, I repeat, a zach, where machmas the suffix. I want to give an interesting marshal. I want to hear what the Eilon says. Let's say the din of this Mesusa would be, hey Munach, you can't grab it. Let's say that there would be our old friend Yehim Monach. You can't grab it. This is it. Monach Shlishi, you can't grab it. And guy says, Harezu Hekdish. Would there be a Suffolk over there? A Suffolk Hekdish? Maybe it's mine? Make it Hekdish. The answer is no, because it's out of reach. Why is it out of reach? Because the Suffolk's never going to let you take it. Yehim Monach doesn't allow you to grab it. Yehim Monach means put it in Bezin and leave it there until you bring Edom. So Machmas, the Suffolk, state of the Suffolk today, this thing has been taken out of my Shlita. This thing's been taken out of my reach. Yivalt has been taken out of my Shlita. Yivalt's taken out of my reach. So the one side of the suffix is, so the ball game's over, it's out of my reach. You're right, theoretically it might be mine. But that something might be yours is not enough to go make a chalais hakdish. In order to go make a chalais hakdish, it has to be under your jurisdiction. It has to be shaloi slash brushu, so you can take your pick what you want. But it has to be under your jurisdiction. This thing's not under my jurisdiction. Halei, this is din of kol dol and gvar, no fuss. I have the right to grab it also. The suffix was that when I have something, that the suffix took it away from me be'etzem, but allowed me the right to grab it, is that enough shlita over it that it's called I can go make it hekdish? That means in order to go make an object hekdish, it has to be mine. Even if it's suffic yours, but it has to be a zach that's under your control. If it's vadei ener b'shusay, even on the tzad that it's yours, it's not yours. I repeat, even on the tzad that it's yours, if it's ener b'shusay, you can't make something hekdish which is ener b'shusay. This zach is a zach that the suffic took it away. The lashon that Rav Asher always used to use was the suffic took it away from you. The zach's in a state of suffic. The suffic took it out of your control. It's in a kol dol and gvar. There's a din of Yachleko on the Gemara at all. There's a din of, you can't get him out. But the Suffolk didn't say that you could take it. The other guy could take it. Another process, I can also take it. When the din of the Suffolk allows me a certain level of, I have a finger in the pie still over there. I still have the ability to get hold of it. Is that ability to grab something, is that enough for it to be called Birushos? That was the Suffolk by Mesusa. We're going to see during the week in the Rishayim, that all the Rishayim learn like this, the Suffolk and Mesusa, in different Efanim, with different Pratim and Pratim. Tosis learns like this, the Ram learns like this, the Ramban learns like this. That's the Suffolk of Mesusa. Without that was the Suffolk by Mesusa. Slowly. So the Gemara brought a right. We get to summarize. The suffix was a zach that the suffix says somebody else can take, but I have a schus to get it also. Is that called a myrishus enough to go make it hegdish, or it's out of reach? It might be yours, but it might be mine, but it's out of reach. I'm giving a great example from Yemunach. Something that is Yemunach, it's a no-brainer that you can't be magdish because it's out of reach. Hold on a second. What was I saying? I can't hear you. That's the suffix, whether it's enough to be called under my shlita that I can go now make a ma'aseh hekdesh, or it's called, it's out of range. On that, Rabbi say, the Gemara brought a raya from Tokfer Kohen. The raya is very complicated, I have to explain the raya. What was the raya? In Tokfer Kohen, the Gemara held in the Havimina. The din is a mitzvah of raya. I want to unfold the raya from Tokfer Kohen, because I'm speaking a little bit slower today, because if we don't get the cheshbon today, I'm saying it very complicated, if we don't get the cheshbon clear, and you're off the rest of the next two weeks, at least, yeah? We're going slowly. What was the right for Tuck for Kain? Slowly. Tuck for Kain, the right was because it's also Begizav Avoida, right? Slowly. Savakasha. What do you mean is a right from Gizav Avoida? It's also Begizav Avoida, I'll tell you why. Watch what I'm going to say now. Where's the right for also Begizav Avoida? The right is obviously by Tuck for Kain. We see by the case of Safik Bukhar. I'm not going to call Tuck for Kain. We see by the case of Safik Bukhar that what? That it's also. Pegas Akasha, of course it's also. It's a Safik Bukhar, Safik Deraisa Lachumba. Suffolk is Wilhelm. What's the hell? I don't see you. Over there, we're not talking about making a Maisa Hegdish. Nobody makes a Hegdish, by the way. Nobody makes a Bukhar Hegdish. Bukhar becomes Hegdish by itself. The Gemara knows that. So, where's the arrive from the fact that it's also Begizav Avoda? I'll tell you why it's also Begizav Avoda. You have a Suffolk Bukhar, and you have a Suffolk Israel. Every Bukhar is also Begizav Avoda. You're not allowed to take the wool. You're not allowed to do Avoda with it. So, it's a Suffolk is Wilhelm. I don't see you. If you go to any Barbe Rab de Chajoyim, you'll ask me, can I use this before the interest has a Shalom? I'll ask you slowly. I'll be passing away to Mechavei Al-Baraya. Of course we're passing away. Passing away to Mechavei is very nice. We leave it by him. That's beside the moment as well. Beside the Yisurim. I'm saying a big word over here, which is a psicha to the sugi of Tark for Koin. That's me. Where's the Ragi? What am I hacking about the answer? What do you mean? Gizu Avoida? Yeah, that's the Yisurim. Moment is, we leave it by him. Bakasha. But you want to know if it, why it's also? It's also because Sofak is a little humble. We didn't more prove. If out the Sofak of Mesusa was like this, we didn't more prove anything for it. Speaks out to Rishayim, the Bidva Yishanim over here, specifically ASG, I didn't put it down, but the Bidva Yishanim speaks out over here, that the Gemara, the Havimina held, which is by the way, Meforosh on the Gemara, that the Isser Gizav Avoida that you have by a Bechor is a result, is a Teloda, is a Tetzah of the Momen Koyin. That means, Yesh Lachkor. Why is a Bechor also Begizav Avoida? Yesh Lachkor. Why is a Bechor also Begizav Avoida? Why is a Bechor also Begizav Avoida? You could learn, because it's a Bechor. And there's a din, the Torah Kadesh said, the firstborn is also Begizav Avoida. If that's true, so there's no raya of Bechal to our topic. But the Gemara that Havimin Hell speaks out to Bidvar Yishanim, which is the Pashim Shan the Gemara, that the Isser Gizav Avoida is a derivative of the fact that it belongs to the Kohen. That means, if it's Matnois Kohuna, if it belongs to the Kohen, that sets off the Isser. That's how the Gemara learned. We may have the Gemara learned that what sets off the Isser is the fact that it belongs to the mumin of the Kohen. That means, only in a place where it belongs, it's called mumin Kohen, only in a place where it's called mumin Kohen is a chal de Isser. That means the Gemara learned that the Isser of Gizav Avoida that a Bechor has is a derivative of the fact that it belongs to the Kohen. I want to point out something very important. It's going to play a major role in the coming weeks. A Bechor has two things. One is, mumin is the Bechor goes to the Kohen. Yisrael has a Bechor that's born, a baby Bechor, he has to give it to the Kohen. Besides that, is Yisurim. Bechor is Kaddish. Bechor has Dinim. Are the two things connected to each other? The Gemara Havimina held yes. The Gemara Havimina held that the Bechor, I could learn not like that, by the way. The Pashtus, by the way, is not like that, which is the Maskana of the Gemara. The Pashtus is Bechor has Yisurim because it's Kaddish, and a Bechor belongs to the Kohen because the moment is the two things are shekels to each other. But the Gemara Havimina held Nishta say. The Gemara Havimina held speaks out to his Vayishanim, which is the Pashtus of the Gemara. That's how everybody learns. The Gemara Havimina held that it's Usr is midli totally in the other din of Mamon Kohen. I repeat, a Bechor has two dinim. One din that a Bechor has that it goes to the Kohen, that's the Mamon is the Kohen, it belongs to him, Mamash Kepshutoi. The second din is that it's Kaddish, it has a dinim of Korbanos. The Gemara Havimina held that the two things are Teladas, are derivatives one of the other. That means the reason why it has an Isser is because it's Mamon Kohen. It belongs to the Kohen, and that it belongs to the Kohen, that it has a Chaleshem Matnas Kuna, that's what triggers and sets off the din that it's Usr, slowly. The Mela, the Gemara has held that Havimina. So the Gemara said like this. A guy, Yisrael has a Safik Bechor. Yisrael has a Safik Bechor. So he passed on Hamoitzim Mechavei Ovraya. Hamoitzim Mechavei is a Psak on what? On the Mominus. Hamoitzim Mechavei, Safik is a minus. You must be passing on Hamoitzim Mechavei Ovraya. Now we get to New Shiloh. So why is it also Begizav Avoda? Why is it also Begizav Avoda? You tell me what you mean. Safik Yisrael Lechomra? The answer is no. The Gemara Havimina held that the Isser of Kedusha that the Bechor has is a Talada of the fact that it's called Mamon Kohen. Listen to what the Gemara says. Over here it's not Mamon Kohen. Because the Pascha Mitzvah of Raya says it's by him. So even though theoretically Klapi Shema Yigalia, critical sentence I'm saying now, even though Klapi Shema Yigalia, theoretically, it might be yours, but practically it's not yours because the Pascha Mitzvah of Raya took it out of reach. So it's not your Mamon. That's not called Mamon Kohen. Mamon Kohen is money that I have jurisdiction over. This money is not money I have jurisdiction over. It's not money I have jurisdiction over. I, Klapi Shmaya Galia, might be mine. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. So why tak is it also because of avoida? So why is it also because of avoida? In Nachanami, we know that b'chor doesn't come machem from ma'aseh hekdesh day either. But a b'chor is a tolod of the fact that it's a moment of the koyin. So how do you what? How do you? Why is it kaddish? It's moment koyin. It's not moment koyin. Yes, why is it not moment koyin? Why is it not moment koyin? Why is it not gizrus? How much of it? What's it took away from? The suffolk took it away from me. Practically speaking, it's not under my control. That's not called moment koyin. And the Gemara understood that the level of hekdish, the level of bilus that you need in order that the hekdish should be chal, is the same level as somebody who makes a hekdish. The lashon of the Ritva Yeshanim over here, he says those words. He says that vibalt, the hekdish, the kedusha of Bukhar is totally in the ownership of the kohen. It needs the same level of ownership as if he made it kedush. Here, lashon of Ritva Yeshanim. Ritva Yeshanim says a lashon hagam that the kedusha Bukhar is chal me'atzvois. It's not chal with your vice hekdish. You never get up and make a hekdish. It's kedush from the second it's born. But to be balt, it has to be mamon koyin. It has to be the same level of hekdish that you would need if you wanted to make something koydish. And what's the level of bilus that you need to go make something koydish? You need to have a finger in it. You don't have a finger in the pie anymore. Somebody to mechavel baraya. What's the answer? Isn't there I was copying how complex Rav Hamnuna's raya was? The answer is, but I can grab it. If I hold tuck for koyin. If I hold it, I'm allowed to grab, and I could change who the mukzik is. So now I'm allowed to grab. So I have a finger in it. Comes out that in the case of Safek Bechor, we have the exact same scenarios by mezuzahs. It comes out that by Safek Bechor, I arrived at the exact same scenario as I have by mezuzah. What's the scenario? I have an object that's Safek mine, A. I have an object that the psak of the Safek took it away from me, either because of Kol Dolam Gvar, or because of Moshe Vel Raya, and I have an opportunity to grab it. Is that enough to be called my moment to go make something hegdish? I, by Bechor, you're not the one making it hegdish. It's hegdish, mibet and imoy, when it's born. You're right. But the one that have me in hell, that the level of the hegdish is a derivative, is a toloda of your moment koyin. And the level of moment is that you need that it should become hegdish is the same level that you need if you would make it hegdish. It has to be that level of moment koyin. Found the Gemara in the case of Tukvah Koyin, in the case of Safek Bechor, a carbon copy of the Safek by Mesusa. The Safek was, when I have a Zach, that Safek mine, but it's not in my hands, and it's out of reach on a certain level, and I could grab it, but I didn't grab it yet. Is the right to grab it enough to be called that it's in my Rishos that I can go ahead and make it Hegdish? You'll ask me, by Tukvah Koyin, I'm not making it Hegdish. You're not making it Hegdish, but the Torah only gave the Isurim if you have a Zal level of Bailos of Mama Koyin that you could make it Hegdish, then it's called. So the Gemara brought a Raya, that is a scenario where there's Suffolk, and it's Be'etzem, not by me, but I could grab it. And the question is whether that's enough under your control to make it Hegdish. The answer is yes. It's only a Suffolk. And with everything, it's the whole agenda of the Gemara's itself. There was no agenda of Adi over here in the Sukkah. That was the Raya of Rav Luna brought to Tukvah Koyin. Now, this is not the Sukkah of Tukvah Koyin, by the way. The Sukkah of Tukvah Koyin, we're talking about next week, and the week after, B'shot Toivu Mutzlachas, is whether or not you're allowed to grab from a Koyin who has a Pesach Mutzlachas. That's a Mutzlachas of Raya raid. Are you allowed to grab? When yeah, when not, why yeah, why not? That's not our topic today. That's not the topic of this Gemara either, by the way. That's the next Gemara coming up. The next Gemara coming up discusses, are you allowed to grab from a Kohen? This Gemara is saying only one thing. That if I see your Asar Regiza Vavoida, it must, since the Gemara learned that the Asar Regiza Vavoida, the Kedusha of Bukhar, comes from the Din Moment of the Kohen, so it must be that you have a finger in it. I don't have it. The answer is, Vaisnes, I'm allowed to grab it. By Stas, I am allowed to grab. Now, whether or not you're allowed to grab from Isaac, well, right, that's the sugi of Kol Tukvah Koyin. That's how the Gemara got to the big sugi of Tukvah Koyin. Are you allowed to grab? But that's not the topic of this Gemara. This Gemara is coming to talk about something else. In a case where you're allowed to grab, is the Afsharas are grabbing enough to give you a Shem Bailas that you can Shaf Kedusha. Either Kedusha over here is not coming Machmas Yu, it's coming Machmas Yu. That's the big shock to Vataria. By the way, just to fear this voice, Ever the Gemara, no. The Gemara answered, no. Amalei Rabba, Kedusha is B'chor Kamrit. Loyal Me'em B'chor Tukvah Koyin Moitzin Eis V'yodim. Me'e, you don't have a finger in it. That's the Sukkah of Tukvah Koyin. Me'e, you can't grab. If you can't grab, you don't have a finger in it. So how in the world does it become Kedusha? The answer is, Kedusha Bo Me'e Le'ashani. Big reversal. Mega Mapecha. Well, it says you made a mistake. Your whole raya is a toys. Because the kedushas of Bechor has nothing to do with the moment of the coin. It's kedusha bo me'elel. It's kedusha bo me'elel. So it's kedusha which is detached from the moment of the coin. So on the moment of the coin, taka has a raya. You taka can grab it. You wouldn't be able to make a hekdish. But the hekdish of Bechor has no shaykh bechal to the moment coin. It's kedusha bo me'elel. And Vibalt is kedusha bo me'elel. Therefore, it's not connected at all. It's niflamoid. Namito shel Torah. So I said three things here. Number one, I said the suffix of Mesusa that they sent to Rav Chisda cannot be a suffix of Shtika Kredo. Suffix number one. I just finished saying three things. Let me move on. I cannot say that the suffix of Mesusa was a suffix of Shtika Kredo. Was it a good Shtika or not? Because I'm going to put a riot from where? From Bukhar. And by Bukhar there's no Hido A. There's no Hido going on, period. There's nothing to be made to. It became Hegdish by itself when it was born. And B, there's nothing to be made to because it's a suffix. That's the first thing I spoke about. The second thing I spoke about is, so what is the suffix of Mesusa? The suffix of Mesusa is a very, very tifa lumdish suffix. Can you be magdish something misuffix when you don't have control over it? But I do have some sort of control over it because I could grab it. And on that, the Gemara brought a very, very sophisticated and complicated raya from the Hekdish, from the Isser Kedusha of a Bechor, because the Isser Kedusha of a Bechor is, the Gemara learned, at least Rav Hamnuna learned, that it's totally on the bialos of the coin, and the coin doesn't have bialos, but he could grab it. That was, if I take on that the Kedusha of the Bechor is totally on the bialos of the coin, and I take on that the coin is allowed to grab. So then it's called Mamon Coin, even though right now he doesn't have it. And that the Gemara brought a raya that we see that it's called Mamon Koyin, even though you don't have it, but you could grab it, that's enough to be called in your Roshos to make it Suffolk. That the Gemara answered that the raya is a mistake, because the Isser of Bechor has no shaykh b'chol to the Mamon Koyin, it's a freestanding din, and it's Asr al Suffolk Isser al Chumra, and have a good day in Gandikt. Shteta, that the Suffolk that we're dealing with over here, so what is the Suffolk? The Suffolk over here is in a state of Suffolk, where the Suffolk says that it's not by you, but I could grab it. Is that enough shlita to go ahead and make a maisa hegdish? That's the suffix by Masusa, and that's the suffix where by Bechor. Now comes the million-dollar kasha, which is the heart of the hearts of the sugya. The heart of the hearts of the sugya. On this nekuda I'm going to speak about now, the entire blot revolves. Frekech the obvious kasha. The obvious kasha. Oy, the obvious kasha. Hashem Yirachim. So why did Tosis in Suffolk number one learn it different? We have such a beautiful Lamdash Gemara. It's Misameach every Yid. The Lamdash of Suffolk, which we proved can't be a Suffolk of Shtika Koida, because there's no Shtika going on. I'll tell you in Azan Nosach. By Suffolk Bechor, there's no Shtika going on, and there's no Hedor going on. There's nothing, there's neither. Okay? So the Suffolk is a Lamdash of Suffolk, like I explained at length. So I don't understand. So why did Tosis learn this first Suffolk? That also, same exact Suffolk. A guy was Magdish the other half. Let it be Chalmi Suffolk. What was the case of Amin Alf? Higdisha B'lei Takva. Shneimer is a Metallus. And what? I was Magdish the other half. The other half is Suffolk mine, right? We have a Suffolk. Let it be Chalmi Suffolk, because I can grab it. And the Suffolk is whether that's enough to make Higdish or not. That's the catastrophe of the Sugi. Around this Kasha revolves the entire Lishitosi. I'm going to build towers of Lishitosi as we go on. Towers of Lishitosi. The towers of Lishitosi is, I don't understand. How in the world? Why in the world the Tosfos destroy us our beautiful Gemara? We have three Sfeikas, Suffolk number one, Suffolk number two, Suffolk number three. And Suffolk number one, Tosfos says, Babatash is Suffolk, it doesn't work, it is sticky, you should talk, you should make a machad, Dvarim, it's nice, and who cares? Why don't you learn the Suffolk carbon copy like Suffolk 2 and Suffolk 3? The Gemara ties them together. The Gemara says, 1 is, 2 is a riot, 3 is a riot to 2, 2 is a riot to 1. So then learn 1, 2, and 3, the same Suffolk. The Suffolk is, I want to be Magdish the other half of the Talis, me Suffolk, like Rabbi Michael just said, right? I want to be Magdish the other half of the Talis, me Suffolk, and it's not by me, it's by him, but I could grab it, and the question is, whether such a thing, where I have a right to grab, is it good or not? Why didn't Tosfos learn like that? What's the answer? In one sentence. What? No, that's not the side you came to. What? What do you say? So what? So I'll do. I can grab. I shall say back on Safach. Say better. Say better. Say good. So much. Who cares? What about me? What's the big difference? What about the Kedusha of the Kohen? Who cares? Okay. No, no, no.
So
So the Pasha Deins is very simple. The Pasha Deins in Ochar is very, very simple. It's a mistake what you said. We said the Ein Rishus was the answer why it's not bothered. But let it be a suffix, yeah? We'll see. I'll answer it, okay? I'll answer it. So why don't I explain a suffix like that? The answer is, it can't even begin to talk about. You can't even begin to have such a thing. Why not? Like he said, what's a din by Shaim Bar-Smetals? Are you allowed to grab by Shaim Bar-Smetals? So by Mesusa, you're allowed to grab. Why are you allowed to grab? Called Longra. By Tuck for Coin, the fear of them, I'm allowed to grab. Tuck for Coin, Emma Tibioda, I'm allowed to grab, right? Din is always a girl, right? Chain of Sock. By Shaim Bar-Smetals, are you allowed to grab? The Gemara says you can't grab. Might have a little method. Can't grab, right? The guy yelled and screamed, you can't grab. When are you allowed to grab? Vashalzavakachsavak like that, Imtim Salema. Why are you allowed to grab over there, Vashalzavakachsavak? What's the reason why you're allowed to grab? What's the reason why you're allowed to grab? It's a Hidah. That's not called you have rights in the state of affairs now. That's the correct way to say it. That means, Kayyoyim Hazeh, this thing's out of reach. You're not allowed to grab. What's it in? It's a Chalekum. So the suffix, the Hilchos suffix, I'm using the Sprach, the Hilchos suffix took it away from you. The suffix says, here this is. What do you tell me? You can grab? You can't grab. Why not? That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says, by Shaim Bar-Smetals, you can't grab. For whatever reason it is, you can't grab. You can't grab. You could grab by Shalzim Rachel Tzalach. That you can grab by Shalzim Rachel Tzalach, my Rabbi Yisai, is what? Is a Hidah. The guy will admit. I'll give you an example. Would anybody in the right mind come along and say that it's called the Mai Rishos because Adam could come along and say that it's mine? There's a joke. That's not called you have rights in it today. Today you don't have rights. And if Adam will come, Haidah doesn't mean that machmas the sofik. I'm saying alam de shazach. The only time it's called that you have ability, it's called in your rishos, is when the vard is that the sofik that it's in now allows me to get it. The sofik didn't take it away from me. By achleiku, the sofik took it away from you. By a kol dan gvar, it didn't take it away from me. I can grab. That's kol dan gvar. In the case of tak for korein, it didn't take it away from me. I can grab. By achleiku, you can't grab. That's a gemara. The gemara says you cannot grab. You can't grab. You can't grab. You can't grab. No, if you can't grab. So I, by Shasek, Rakach, Tzavach, I can grab. That's not Machmas, the state of the Sofik. If you'll do Shasek, Rakach, Tzavach, and you'll grab, so then the guy was Moida, and then there's no Sofik anymore. The Sofik's over. So we found out what happened. The guy was Oswald Incomaded, the guy admitted that it was yours. That's not called that today in the state of the Sofik, I have rights in it. Kayyem has said, ball game's over. If the guy will be Moida, so then there won't be a Sofik. So then the part is, the whole thing was notorious. But Kayyem Hazeh, this thing is out of your reach. You don't have the ability to get it. In the state that it's in now, right now, it's a state of Suffolk. Norvals, there could be Oidah. There'll be Oidah. It's like the way the game. That's not cool that today you have it under control. I'm not just saying, by the way, because Oidah is a new development. I'm saying much deeper. I'm saying that when there's going to be Oidah, what was the Suffolk by Mesusa and by Gizah Oidah? The Suffolk was that when you have an object that's Suffolk mine, but the Suffolk took it away from me, the Psaka of the Suffolk removed it from my control, is the fact that I can grab it. Means that it's still under my control now. By Yachleku, it's not true. By Yachleku, the war game's over. We passing Yachleku, the other half, you don't have a chance to get hold of it. What's that? You can get it by Shazagrach HaTzavach? That's not Machmas, the state of the Suffolk that it's in. The Suffolk took it away. The Suffolk says that this half is not yours. I clap Ishmael Guy, might be mine. It's not enough. It's out of your control. It's Taka in a Bershusoi. But the question was, I can grab it back. Tasalain is the Shaila Rabbi Pais here. Let it be called. Let the grabbing itself be a reason why it's called Bereshusoi, like we see by Mesusa, like we see by the other cases. The answer is, you can't grab it. You can't grab it. If I grab it, be Hidah, that's not that right now you have a right to grab it. If you'll grab it, it'll be Hidah. But that's not Machmas the Suffolk. The Suffolk doesn't give you any rights at all. The Psak of Yachleku takes it away from you. The Psak of the Suffolk takes it away. It's not in your hands anymore. The ball game's over. If you'll grab it, then the guy will be Shaisik, there'll be Hidah. But Kayyem Hazeh, the Zach is Mufka from your control. Mamela, one second. My rabbi said Tosis could not learn that Suffolk number one. Tosis could not learn that Suffolk number one was similar to Mesusa and what he called. It couldn't be. Tosis couldn't learn that Suffolk number one was a Lamdash Suffolk. There's no Lamdash Suffolk over there. There for sure. It's out of your control. There's nothing to talk about. You don't have ability to get hold of it. You don't have the ability to get hold of it. Today, Kayyem is there, things are out of control. Somebody will be made and tell you that the whole thing was a mistake of Salah Beseda. But the din of Yachleku takes it out of your control. You don't have rights in it. I'm saying keep it there. Today, you don't have any rights in it. By the way, doing something that could trigger a Hidah is not cool to have rights in it. Yeah, I'll do something that will make a Hidah, but that's not a right that I have in it right now. Right now, the din of the Zach is that it's out of my balance, it's out of my Rishos, it's out of the picture. So you don't have right. You have zero rights in it right now. If you'll precipitate a situation to be shasik, rachat sabak, and the guy will be shasik, not because you'll have a door. But kayyem is there. You have no rights in it. The din of the sabak is out of your control. You're chleiku, and you don't have right to grab it. By the way, mela over there. There's no sabak over there. Was a no brainer, like you said. That's the end of brishusay. So Tosis had a major headache. So what is sabak number one? So what is sabak number one then? Tosis had to learn the sabak is whether the shtika is a shtika because a person has to be meichel when a guy does a nice adibur. So you'll all ask me very nice. So what's the raya from where? So what's the raya from Asusa? So Tosis addresses it in the bottom of Tosis, end of Tosis. Tosis says, "Well, Ma'isimah, who the Asusa? Hig dishchad v'shasak idach." Stop right here. Who told you shasak idach? Who told you shasak idach? Who told you shasak idach on Asusa? The Gemara didn't say it was shasak idach. Who told you that it was shasak idach? The Gemara didn't say it was shasak idach. Doesn't say what happened. So the Rambam Shif speaks out over here. Yad hashas. The Gemara knew. That was the story. The story was in Isusa that the guy was quiet. The Marshal speaks out the same thing. The Gemara knew that. Who told Tosis Shasak? So Tosis takes the air out of the balloon. It says the Gemara's raya was a very balvatish raya. The Gemara's raya was like this. The Gemara's raya was, what are you paskining in the end of the day of Isusa, the Levi Hekdish? Why? Because of the Hoshtikotara that I said it's not called Hekdish because the right to grab something is not enough to make it into your Rishos. Which is the maskana of the Gemara we'll see all the way at the end when the Gemara goes back from Asusa. But you have a good old Haidah. You have a Shena Haidah. Loves up the right to grab it. Who told you have a Haidah? Shasak. Who told you the guy was Shasak? There's no choice. Ramshir speaks out, the Marshal speaks out, that the Gemara knew that the guy was quiet. So the raya that the Gemara brought from Asusa was a Zaytig raya. The Suffolk by Asusa itself that they sent to Rav Chista to Kafri and to Rav Amnuna in Surah was a Suffolk in Lumbus. Whether everything I said today, whether or not the rights to grab something, is that enough? We shall solve something, machmas to something with all the tifa that I said. So what's that? But that's A. But B, that can't be the something in case number one, because case number one, which is Schneiberg's and Vitalis, you have no rights. You have no rights to grab it. That's not cool. You don't have a right to get a Haidah. Today, you have no rights in it. So the Suffolk had to be a Haidah Suffolk. If it's a Haidah Suffolk, what do you mean rights to Masusa? Because Masusa was also Raya. So what's the Gemara's Raya? The Gemara's Raya is, what are you sending Shailas to Rav Chista? About all types of fancy lumdish Shailas, whether I have rights in it, I don't have rights in it. You have a Haidah over here. Shtikuk Haidah. The guy admitted that it was his. How did the Gemara know that? Because the Gemara knew that was a story there. Zakti Gemara, Elamai Zerai, the Shtika is not Koidah. So the Raya from Asusa wasn't because Suffolk 1 and Suffolk 2 had the same Suffolk. Suffolk 1 was a Balabatish of Suffolk. Suffolk 1 was a Shaila whether Shtika Koidah when a guy does Dibur. The Raya from Asusa was that the Gemara was handling a whole Lomdish of Shaila by Asusa whether or not it's called under your control. Frankly, the Gemara let up the control. Let up Lomdish of Shaila. Balabatish, the guy was quiet. Let it work out Haidah. Elamai Zerai, that there's no Haidah. And the Raya was a Zaita Garaya to the Zach. Let's now see Taisa Tivim Asil Hikdisha Vilay Tok for Mao inside. As the Aleph Beis of the Sugya. Now, Rashi, well, before we get to Rashi, hold on. Hikdisha Vilay Tok for Mao, look inside Taisis. I know I spoke this on Thursday, but I want to make a major addition now. Hikdisha Vilay Tok for Mao. Yeah, you see it? You have it? Higdisha b'lei talk from Malas Aktosis and Mari Nami Kiron Sheshasa B'Shasa Higdis B'Soif Sheshal Akiz B'Tzava. We spoke about this on Thursday. And we boiled it. The Shai Lulal Skivin Dami Rosa L'Gavoya Havi Hegdish Ketokfa. Therefore the Amir is like an act of Tekifa. Tekivin Sheshasa Gredo Idolei V'Havi Hegdish. Oh, Idom, I'm skipping for a second. Hegdish Lavi Ki Tekifa. Delomi Yitzavach B'Shul Tavar with only words B'Chal. That was the Sopik. It's more about Batash. The Sopik we spoke about on Thursday. Hegdish Akashi Middle. How could we have a Havimina? That's called a Haidah. So I don't really guess what it is. You have to say, I'm going to hack this. I understand. Even on the side that the guy was Moida, there's Moida that it's yours, but it's not in your control. He's holding on to it. And for Tyson, to keep on the idea that having to be caught, the shears will be out of here. The Yochel, the hack is Muchavach Assassina. Tyson means right from Bob Basher, if you bother yourself to look it up, that a Zach, if somebody else is holding on to me, as a Picodin, is I could be magdish it even though it's in somebody else's hands, but as long as he's holding it for me, the Torah is begotten, so then it's mine. So Tosis explains, what was the Suffolk of the Gemara? Number one side was that it's a Haidah Effectways, what is the Haidah help? It's fart in somebody else's hand. The answer is the guy's holding it for me. And Sad number two is that's not called Haidah because it's from the Amalek. Like we spoke around Thursday. I want to point out to you that this Toys is a Rai Muchachas. How does Toys learn the Haidah of Shazak Vachatzavach? He learns that's a full scale Haidah or he learns that the Tvisa Rishos like the Rajbo? Toys is clear, learns a full scale Haidah, correct? It's a full scale Haidah. How do I know it's a full scale Haidah? Because then he says the other guy's holding it for me. Why should the other guy hold it for me if it's not a full scale Haidah? If all he did was allow me to make a Tvisa, if all he allowed me was that, not a Maisa Gzeil, he's not holding it for me. He still holds that as is. So if Tosis says that the guy's holding it for me, it means that the shtika is a full-scale hidah. They admitted that it's mine. Mele Valti admitted that it's mine. He's holding it for me. Mele it's a pikadin. Mele it's called Roshusa. That's what first Tosis. And therefore, I repeat now again. Yibal Shazak Rachatzavach is a full-scale hidah. I'm hinting at big grade. Yibal Shazak Rachatzavach is a full-scale hidah. Tosis couldn't learn that case number one is a din of what? Is a suffix of mesusa, because the only reason why you're getting it is because the guy's going to be moida. But without a haidah, you can't grab onto it. The only way you can grab onto it is if the guy's moida. But if not for a haidah, you can't grab onto it. So what's the side you could do it? Who cares? Tell me no, because I could grab onto it. You can't grab onto it. Shnayim ba'ez medals, you can't grab. Shnayim ba'ez medals, you can't grab. You could create a situation where the guy will be moida, that it's yours. That's not called you have rights in it today. You have no rights in it. This palace is out of reach. So Tosis couldn't understand why in the world could you go do it. The Teretz Yisrael was a suffix where the guy's moida on it. Said that the guy's moida, so then it's cool. They're my rishos. But fundamentally, it's out of reach. I'll tell me, what do you mean I can get hold of it? You can't get hold of it. You cannot get hold of it. So Tosis had to learn that the raya of the suffix of number one was about Batash suffix, whether the shtika is a shtika or not. So what's the raya from Mesusa? Because Mesusa was also talking about shtika. But the suffix intrinsically of Mesusa itself was a different suffix. Was a lomdash suffix. What's the raya to that? Because the Gemara learns out Mesusa from where? From the Gizah Avayda B'chor. But because of Avayda B'chor, there was no Shtika, there was no Haidah, like I said. So Suffolk 1 was not parallel to Suffolk 2 and 3, but the Gmorbot is Haidah Raya. Laws up to all the lambdas we said, but the Maizah is a Shtika Koidah. Atkan, Jesus, Tesis, round 1. There's another few rounds in Tesis. Rashi argues on all this. How do you know Rashi argues on all this? Rashi twice says, oh yeah, I'm going to say Shver Rei tomorrow. Be neder, Mr. Hashem. B'shot Rebbe Mutzachas. Be great. Rashi argues on all this. What does Rashi hold? Rashi says Mufurish that the raya that they brought from Tuck for Koyin was a raya to which suffix? Rashi says Mufurish that the raya from Koyin was a raya to which suffix? To the first one. Twice Rashi says it. Divya Amaskol, the Chilay Tuck for Chomer, Kayach HaKhekdish La'isram B'giz of Avoid, what he says wrong with it. Target. Yeah, the Chilay Tokvoy. I'll tell you afterwards. I'll tell you tomorrow. Zuck Tosis. What did he say? Before the Rashi. Well, Rashi's a Diak here. Rashi's a first over here. Rashi's a Diak. Well, hold on. We'll get to that. Rashi, there's two Rashis here. Rashi says, Chilay Tokvoy, Chomer, Koyach, Hegdish, Lais, Megiz, Avoida. Shma, Minot, in Tim, Tzolay, Mea, Tokvoy, Messina, Es, Biodik, Dish, Mekdeshes. Rashi bridges from 3 to 1. Rashi says, suffix number 3 was a right, the suffix number 1, whether the hekdish is called by Shnei Meirz or Metallus. First Rashi. Next Rashi, the Ramaskal Leil Me'am L'chaset repeats the same thing. We're going to see the Rashi's V'Yun tomorrow. Rashi twice says that the raya from number 3 from Gizav Avoy, there was a direct raya to number 1. According to Tosis, it's Kfira. According to Tosis, it can't be a raya from 3 to 1, because by 1, the suffix was what? Moirav Rabbi says the suffix was what? Was Shtika. And the suffix by 3 was a Lomda Shashayla, whether or not the ability to grab it is enough to give me a Shem Moment Koyin to answer. Rashi argues. It means Rashi holds that what? What does Rashi hold? Rashi holds that all three sefikas are all the same suffix, which is much more partial shot. Agreed? Rashi learns that all three sefikas. Why are making face of Rashi? We'll do it. We're going to do it. We got ourselves to Tevis. So if we got ourselves here, we're going to do it. Lean out there, okay? We're going to do it. We did it. We will do it. It means Hashem B'shot Tev Masayas, the Pizah Hunjan Sansi, God, all of you. Amen. And all of us. Yeah. Either way, what? Here? I don't know, is Mr. Friday ever leaving? You're a lifer? Your wife went to La Marca this night, the Americans? Then you're a lifer. Yeah? Akraponim. Terry Presky's very upset. How are we going to do it? Barashi's a Pashup shot, by the way. Gemara is three shallows, a chain of three shallows. Faces detaches one from two and three because he has no choice and learns the Razorai is at the Raya. Rashi argues, Avada and Avada and Avada, we're going to talk about Chofer Gedeel, and she does Rashi tomorrow, Void, Void, Kahina, Vahina.